Now we come to verse 16. Let us, here's some more let us. Let us, therefore, come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, the thing that interests me in this verse here, and I must confess, I never liked our translation, and I wouldn't know, actually, how to change it at all. It says here that we're to come boldly to his throne of grace. We're to come boldly to the throne of grace. Well, I have a feeling that in that word boldly, it has the thought of being brazen, and that there is a sort of flippancy about it. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Be cocksure. And that really is not the word, but I do not know what other word that we could put here. It's a very interesting word, meta paresias, and actually it denoted the freedom of speech that the Athenians prized so highly, because actually they were probably one of the first that the average citizen should have freedom to speak and freedom to say what it is. Now, that is rather the word here. Let us therefore come with great freedom, that is, to the throne of grace. We can speak freely to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I can tell him things I can't tell you. And he understands me. He knows my weakness, and I just well tell him. And I've learned to be very frank with him, not attempt to become buddy-buddy. I despise that approach today. We don't come that way to him. He is God, and I come in worship and reverence to him. But I'm free to speak because he's also a man. He's God, but he's man. And I come to him, and I can come boldly, if you understand by that. I can come with great freedom. I can tell him what's on my heart. I can open my heart to him. And I'm not sure, therefore, that all these very pious and flowery prayers are impressive to him, especially when they're covering up a great deal that's in our hearts and in our lives. I know a certain preacher, when I was a student in college, my roommate said to him, he says, when that man prays, I always feel like God starts listening, says, I wonder what he's going to say now. Because he really soared to the heights with flowery speech. And I've since come to the conclusion that the Lord tuned him out, because he didn't come boldly. He didn't come with freedom. He didn't open up his heart to God. We can do that. And that's one of the reasons that our prayer meetings are not very effective today, because we come to the prayer meeting and we come rather restrained. We don't open our hearts to God. Let us come with freedom to the throne of grace. Now, God's throne is a throne of grace today. It's a judgment throne, actually. But it is today a throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. And we need a lot of mercy. Mercy is something that, in one sense, is negative. It speaks of the past, the mercy of God. We're redeemed today, and it's not by works of righteousness which we've done, but it's according to his mercy that he saved us. He's been merciful to me, and I'm sure he has to you. And then help is a very positive thing. That, I think, speaks of the future. We may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Lord is my shepherd, not I have not wanted. And I notice one of the new translations of all the ridiculous things says, I have not wanted. Well, the beauty of it is that David could say, I shall not want. Sure, he hadn't in the past, and he hadn't in the present, but that's not what he's saying. I shall not want. Why? Because the Lord's my shepherd. I've got a high priest up yonder. I can go to him. And by the way, have you been to him yet today? What'd you tell him? Did you tell him that you loved him? Did you tell him what a miserable creature that you are? Why don't you tell him that? He already knows it, but tell him that. Don't put up a front to him. And don't give this pious approach that we come to you in the merit of Christ. He already knows that. You wouldn't even get there if it wasn't for his merit. You come with freedom and talk to him, because the only way you're going to get there is through him, my friend. Oh, don't be pious with him. I don't think he likes it.